Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Allison's morning show was. I think you went just, I don't know if you're going to make a fart sound.
Jeez.
Not in charge of you and the sound you emit.
Didn't know the song was over. My goodness. Sorry, everyone. Please excuse me.
Oh, boy.
I'm disgusting.
It's Alice. It's 7:37. It's Tuesday morning. Yesterday was such a beautiful day. It's actually
that wasn't me
it.
That time. That was Bryn.
No, that was Vinny.
Don't be gross, you guys. Stop
right,
it.
You're right. Let's. It was.
It
you.
Was you, Bryn.
Yes. And we've got the news. Hold on. Wait. Oh. That thing sounds dead.
It does.
What's up, everyone? This is brought to you by 24 Hour Fitness.
24 Hour Fitness.
Get your results your way and download a free 3-day pass today. 24 Hour Fitness. Thank you. Mm. All right, here's what's happening. The rain is supposed to show up, it looks like, tonight.
Mm. It's supposed to actually be quite a storm, too.
It looks foggy out, is it?
Is that foggy?
Yeah,
it's cloud cover. It's pretty gray, yeah. Oh, boy. There's the rain.
So, rain, you think it'll be raining tomorrow when I drive to work?
It comes. Yes. It's supposed to be stormy, Uzi.
Okay.
Yay. Here comes the rain again.
So, I got a bunch of different stories. We'll just run through a bunch of these things and see where we end up. Caring means you have a connection with others and being concerned for their well-being.
Okay.
Got me?
Yeah.
2019's most caring cities in America. This has a lot to do with charitable giving.
I see.
Also, I'm sure, volunteer time as well. The number one most caring city is Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Hmm. Virginia is for lovers.
Is it?
That's what they're
That's their thing?
That's their slogan.
Madison, Wisconsin comes in at two.
Oh.
Pittsburgh, PA.
Really?
Lincoln, Nebraska!
Hey, Lincoln! Why are we doing that?
I don't know. I just
because we like the name Lincoln.
I like Nebraska. The first city in the Bay Area that makes the list for the most caring cities in the United States is Fremont at number seven.
Wow.
Oh, good
go
for
Fremont.
You, Fremont.
I like Fremont.
Boston comes in at nine.
What? Nobody cares about anybody in Boston. Hey, get out of my way. Get that car out of here.
Irvine, California comes in at 17.
Oh, boy, our hometowns.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Somewhere in middle. Mm-mm. You're fast, dude. Mm-mm. That's fast. Oh, it's the heart that matters more.
Actually, he's not that fast. I've been giving him these cheat sheets. I tell him everything.
Oh, good for
he has
you,
this whole
Vinny.
Crib note. That's
good
not true.
Looking
I don't tell him anything, everyone.
I thought, oh, that explains
no,
so much.
No, it
explains
doesn't.
A lot, doesn't it?
I don't tell him a thing. When he does that, that is miracle worker.
Yeah, we don't know how that happens.
I can't even do that to you jokingly.
He's a master.
He's a phenom.
Production.
You're insanely talented.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. Number 20. Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha. Somewhere middle America. Oh, boy. That took you a
minute. That was way slower than the first
man,
time.
I didn't know if you wanted to get it or not. You can't read your minds, guys.
He's the heart that matters more. I think you better turn your ticket in. Get your money back at the door.
Nice. San Francisco comes in just after Omaha.
Omaha. Somewhere middle America.
You don't have to do it again. San Francisco's 21. Portland,
really?
Oregon. San Jose came in at 23. These are the most caring cities in America. So
we care.
We made the list. That's nice.
We care.
You know, this is, I think, most parents' nightmare. The story's been around for a minute, and I haven't gotten to it, but I wanted to do this real quick as you camera up your kid's room, thinking, hey, I can look in there and see what's going on.
Do you mean for like a baby or for like a grown kid?
People are putting them in older kids' rooms, too.
Older kids are just getting to know their bodies. Let's not put that in the room.
This girl's not older in that age group, but when Alyssa LeMay heard strange music and sounds coming from her bedroom, she walked in and expected to find one of her sisters, but the room was empty.
Mm.
Then, as the 8-year-old wandered around a room alone, a mysterious song abruptly stopped. "Hello there," was a man's voice.
What?
It wasn't Alyssa's father, who was elsewhere inside the family's Mississippi home. The voice belonged to a stranger who'd hacked the Ring camera.
No!
Mom had just installed in the bedroom a couple days before that.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Someone hacked a camera that was in some little girl's bedroom?
Yep. Not only could the faceless man speak to the young girl, but he could see her. He was playing music through his from his house to hers. The chilling exchange was caught on video last week, and the LeMays say the man was able to interact with their daughter after hacking into a Ring security camera that had recently been installed in the bedroom shared by Alyssa and her two younger sisters.
Oh, this is horrible.
Over the course of several minutes, the man repeatedly directed a racial slur at Alyssa and tried to persuade her to misbehave. The video's out there, too, by the way. This is the little girl's room. I'm not playing the video because I haven't listened to it. But this is someone, this is the camera view into this little girl's room.
Oh, my God. And that's her three looking little back twin at beds. This voice. That is unbelievable.
It's like any little girl's room. Stuffed animals, pink is everywhere.
Oh, that is so horrifying. Where is this? Where is this happening?
This was in Mississippi, but this is something that we all are doing more often now. We have cameras everywhere.
Yep.
I have the whole outside of my house is on camera.
Yeah, me too.
In fact, because I told the missus she can't leave the front door open, she's like, well, the kids are out. The one kid is out. Yeah, leaving the front door open isn't doing anything but letting flies in, though. What are you doing?
Put a screen door on.
So she now gets the Google Home Hub and has the camera in the front yard on. She can watch the kids playing and biking and doing all the stuff. It's a
trip. You can probably hear them too, right?
Yes, you can hear them.
Wow.
So I know more and more people are doing this, and this story is the other side of that protective measure you take, which she's saying, I can't even put into words how badly I feel and how badly my children feel. I did the exact opposite of adding another security measure. I put them at risk, and there's nothing I can do to ease their mind now. I can't tell them I know who that is, because I don't.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. That is so incredibly disturbing. That's
someone
awful.
Talking into this kid's room.
Horrible.
From wherever he was.
There if was you haven't story. Already, go to your kid's room and rip that effing camera out of there. Everyone who has one of those.
Vinny, there was a story the other day that was warning parents to be careful giving your kids smart toys because of what you're talking about, internet access, microphones, and cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all that stuff.
You know, it's funny. I heard that story a couple days ago, and I thought to myself, who would even like look for things to hack up? But
sickos.
Clearly there are people.
Sick people.
Right, exactly. You know what? I always forget about the sickos, Yuzi.
They're awful.
It's hideous. Like, I don't even know what to say about that story.
When I look at my own life and how tight time is between commuting and kids and all the stuff you got to do and job and all that, I can't figure out how anyone has time. But if you're not someone who's busy, I guess that seems appealing to you. I wonder if I can, these little mini challenges you set up for yourself, I guess. I wonder if I can look in that person's house.
Mm. Right. I wouldn't even know where to go to start to look to hack somebody's, like, where? What is it?
I remember I had a buddy when the internet was young, and this is one of the things he told me. Yeah, I go online and I get in chat rooms and I tell ridiculous stories.
Right.
And I'm like, why in the heck? What? You don't
boredom,
have anything.
Free time.
Middle of the night. Mm-hmm. I'm just, I got nothing better to do. It entertains me. Okay. Great. Well, that's something that people, it goes along the same lines. I don't know if this guy who got into that girl's room was just goofing. Mm. But in the end, as far as I'm concerned, you have to treat that person like a predator.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You don't have a choice.
Right.
So it could be a teenager who's like, oh, funny, I didn't think I could do it, but I pulled it off. And then, you know, she walked in. I don't know. I can't defend it. But on the other hand, you couldn't do anything but prosecute them as a predator, right?
Right, right.
Dude, you're looking in someone's bedroom.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A little girl's
it's
bedroom.
It's a major breach.
Yep. Oh, my God. I'm horrified by that story.
Because it's like the mom said, I was trying to take an extra security mm-hmm. measure.
How about a fast fact?
That would be a relief at this point.
Paul McCartney and John Lennon both wrote different songs called Woman.
Oh.
McCartney's in 66 and Lennon's in 80.
I think I only know the Lennon's one. Woman, I can hardly express.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, do, 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 in my happiness. But I don't know what the McCartney one sounds like.
When was Paul's again? 66?
66.
I don't think I know this song.
I don't know it at all either.
I feel like I thought I knew all their songs.
It's fine.
Yeah, I don't reckon. I didn't hear the hook, but I don't. Maybe it doesn't even have a hook.
Maybe not. Oh, this is the Lennon one.
Yeah. This one is so pretty.
You know the population of China.
1 billion people. 1.3 billion people.
Less than 1% of people in China are left-handed.
Oh.
At least that's how many people will admit it, because apparently it's considered a biological flaw in China if you're left-handed.
I've
so
heard that.
People, like in a lot of countries
that
goes on.
Beat it out of you.
They won't admit it,
my God.
And they train themselves to do things with their right hand.
Mm.
Guess how many people in China?
How many?
1.3 billion.
That's correct.
Right.
Oh.
Of course. Well, that's why
I was always right.
That's why I said
Sarah's
that.
Well, I've been hearing
right.
a billion forever, so I figured it hasn't been heard. No, no.
At least in 20, this is 2017.
Yeah, all right.
1.386 billion.
Yeah, it's definitely over 1.4 by now.
Yeah. Mm.
The quote, as we remember it, is, Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah.
That's not what he said, though.
Oh, what'd he say?
Okay, Houston, we've had a problem here.
Oh.
So they edited it for the movie, apparently, and that's how we all know that. That boop. We know the Tom Hanks version.
That's right.
That's the version
that's the only
we know.
Version we know. Houston, we have a problem.
Schindler's List and Vanilla Ice movie Cool as Ice had the same cinematographer.
Oh, really?
Guess
well,
this guy will do
work.
Anything,
it's
right?
Got to work, mm-hmm. you know. And clearly, there was a budget for the Vanilla Ice movie.
His name is Janusz Kaminski. He won the Oscar for Best Cinematography twice for Schindler's List and Saving Private Ryan.
Oh boy!
Vanilla Ice movie Cool as Ice did not win him any awards.
Was the Vanilla Ice movie before those movies?
I do not know the timeline.
I'm gonna guess he didn't go from those movies to Vanilla.
What was Vanilla Ice's movie?
Cool as Ice.
Who even knew he had a movie?
That was in '91. And what else? Schindler's List.
Schindler's List. And
oh, that was before.
I feel like that might have been mid-90s. And Saving Private Ryan, I thought, was when we were here.
Schindler's List was 93, it looks like.
All right.
So he cut his teeth on the Vanilla Ice.
He was coming
up.
He
was so good on that. He put it on his sizzle reel and got Schindler's List off of it.
Oh, you're doing
Vanilla Cool as Ice has Naomi Campbell in it, and they made a song. It's called Cool as Ice.
Is that Naomi Campbell?
Yeah. No.
It says featuring Naomi Campbell.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on, girl.
The Naomi Campbell?
The
model.
The phone throwing anger management.
That's hilarious.
Disaster.
Yeah, right.
I love her. She's so beautiful.
A survey asked 2,000 parents to rank their favorite holiday activities. Watching movies with their family.
I don't know. You just watch a movie.
But that is one of the biggies.
It is fun, I guess.
There's no question.
We always watch Love Actually.
Going to a holiday concert.
Oh.
Comes in at number two. Traveling somewhere for the holidays. Decorating the tree.
Oh, that is nice. That is one of the, you put on the holiday music and you get out all your ornaments. The kids are like, oh, I remember this one. And then their voices change. They're like, I remember this one. We're not doing a tree this year. I'm actually kind of bummed about
it. Yeah, that is a bummer.
It's the first time we haven't done a tree, I think, ever.
Yeah, but you're going to go to Florida and get ripped, so that's fun.
That's true, honey.
Good for you.
It's the only way to deal with my mom and dad.
Ellie,
Mom,
you're
have a vodka ready.
You know, your mom posted a picture. What is the name of your dad's boat?
Oh, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't
not
know?
Not my problem, maybe?
That's it.
Oh, is it?
But
oh, okay.
It's not like a canot.
K-N-O-T.
She posted a picture. They've decorated it with festive
holiday
lights.
That's great.
So, good for him.
Yeah. He's going to be 80 in a month, less than a month. 80. Jesus.
He only looks 60.
I know. He looks
Gentry.
Good. You got to be careful, though. You know,
hot
that age, one slip on the dock could be the end. Please, Dad. Be careful.
It's so funny how much, by doing this show together, how much I know about your dad. I'm like thinking of all the little tidbits he shared through the years, or you've shared.
Mm. I've overshared for sure.
For sure.
Mm. Yeah, we all have.
Yes. We all learn. As life goes on, it's like, wow, I really shouldn't have shared that.
Yeah.
Should have kept that one to myself.
Yep. Baking cookies. These are the holiday experiences that parents love. Going to museums.
Oh.
Singing Christmas carols.
I love that too.
Visiting the zoo.
These are holiday things.
And driving around to look at lights.
Yes.
Or going to
Christmas
a light show.
Christmas lights.
Is that your kid?
Yeah.
Which
when
kid
they're
is
little,
that?
Both of them. We get in the car. We started calling them Christmas lights. They thought it was Christmas for the first 8 years of their lives. I know, so cute. We were actually talking about, we saw some cool looking lights somewhere. We're like, let's go on a Christmas tour this year. Like, yeah, let's do it. Aww. Go into the city and do it.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
All right.
Maybe, who knows?
Getting in that car and driving in that traffic, change everything.
Well, what fun, right?
You have neighborhoods that close down, right? That just
they
shut
do.
Off the streets
sure,
and
yeah.
walk around and it's crazy, over the top.
Places that go nuts.
I think in San Bruno there's
Nevada
one.
Has one too.
Mm. Like,
these big, you know,
the
whole neighborhood is totally
yeah, there's,
into
there's
it.
A lot of neighborhoods that get with the program. Mm. Right now, I have...
There's the one dark house on the
street.
The
two people across the street from me, straight across and to the right, they've done an incredible job, and we are sorely lacking.
Oh, boy.
The tree's up, but the outside, you wouldn't notice any difference.
I haven't put one Christmas thing
yeah,
out.
There's nothing.
Not one.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5-point setias.
Oh, nice.
And then just one string of lights.
Oh, hey, you
no
did something,
Christmas
girl.
Tree,
that's
yeah.
more Christmassy than I am. My mom's, for my birthday, my mom got me a 4-foot-tall snowflake. Like it's
oh,
like,
that's fun.
Yes. And I
then what happens?
And then I put it in the closet, and I'm like, yeah, I got to get that thing out.
And there it is.
I put that up. That was a great birthday present, though, you know.
You're rolling your eyes. That's
weird. I'm rolling my eyes? What are you talking about? I love you, Mom. I'll see you in less than a week.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Scott Capurro's coming up.
All right!
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.